Seth, after a few weeks off for me to figure out my technical difficulties that it just took to figure out, we're back. And folks, let me tell you, I struggled this morning getting it into the
afternoon.
That's true. It is 2:30 in the afternoon on a lovely Christmas Eve.
Frigid Christmas Eve.
Yeah, lovely wasn't the correct word. But we are here, and we're back to... I don't like this cold open.
It's all right.
But we're going to ride with it. Welcome back to My Brother's Podcast. All right, Seth, so... It's, like I said, it's Christmas Eve. We're here. Cold open was a little shaky. This whole process has been shaky for me personally.
You were flustered, and that's okay.
But we're gonna make it work. And that's a promise.
I mean, we actually have a plan for today, so maybe one day we'll get it figured out to where the cold open's good and the plan for the episode's good.
We'll put both together eventually. Not today though. Just today, we do have a plan, though. We discussed this. We were going to record this earlier in the week, but I got some sort of virus. I don't know if you've heard about it. It's called COVID-19. It's apparently this small virus that went around a while ago.
How many times have you had it now? Is that three?
Twice? Well, I've been tested positive twice.
And you had an ear infection too, right?
Yeah, that's why I got it. I went to the urgent care for them to figure out my ear infection. Because I get those yearly. I get one of those like year in, year out.
Which is wild because I can't even remember if I've ever even had one.
Yeah, well, it started like 4 years ago. And I've gotten one every year since then. And it's just like the first time it gets cold, the sinus stuff flares up and... all the fluid runs directly into my ear. That's gross. We shouldn't have gone into that much. But
consistency is key.
I went there to fix that. And they were like, we're going to have to test you for COVID. We're going to swab your nose and stuff and, you know, that whole deal. And I was like, okay, I guess. Not really thinking that it was going to come back positive. But the symptoms I had were mild. And I was like, well, those are just connected to the sinus infection. And then they told me I had COVID. But we're better now.
Good.
I'm not infecting Seth, don't worry. But we were going to record this earlier, and the idea came about because of the passing of Mike Leach, the coach of the Mississippi State Bulldogs, and one of the more interesting and influential people in college football. Admittedly, the idea we had based off it was not about college football, but
not at all.
And it was about him in a way because
something he inspired in a lot of people.
Yeah, something he was, you know, known for, really.
Yeah.
Was his interesting attitudes, his
quirky
quotes. He's quirky is a great word for him.
His quirky outlook on life and how he approached just being. I was talking to Lauren about this. Like, he was just real. Like, I think everyone kind of, I don't want to say latched on to, but gravitated towards Mike Leach in a way that you don't see a lot in other college football coaches. And the fact that, like, his press conferences were real. He don't care if he was going to embarrass himself. He was going to say what was on his mind. And usually you'd get a few good nuggets of wisdom here and there, but he was just, like, someone you want to just sit here at a table with and have a couple drinks and just figure out what's going on in the dome.
He's one of the college football coaches, and really coaches in general, that I think if you just sat there and never once talked about the sport he was associated with, it would still be an interesting conversation.
Yeah, I agree.
Which I think, you know, coaches are so, like, obsessed, generally, with the sport. So they don't tend to have much outside of that. But Mike Leach had the most interesting personality of any coach I've ever seen. And famously, in an episode of Friday Night Lights, he made a speech to Coach Eric Taylor. He said, "You got to find your inner pirate. You're swinging your sword like this." And then he did a hand motion. It's a audio medium, so you're not going to be able to see it, but you've probably seen the video. You got to swing your sword the right way, is what the meaning and the theme of the speech was. And with that huge, interesting legacy, and with that somewhat odd connection to pirates, he just loved pirates.
Yeah, big pirate guy.
He just loved. That's why the speech, you know, he made the speech, because he just probably said that to people all the time in real life.
Yeah, he was just really loved pirates. He was the resident pirate, as a lot of people would call him.
And with that, we decided that since we needed something to structure our conversations around to make it interesting, what we would do would be a pirate draft. Now, the thing is, when you start thinking of pirates, you kind of lose them quick.
It's not as a broad group of draftees as I thought it would be when I texted you the idea.
Yeah. So almost immediately I was like, okay, we can do a couple real life pirates maybe, and then like the cast of the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
But I think that's too limiting.
Mm-hmm.
We got to open it up.
Yeah, I mean, there's basically no rules here, right?
Yeah, there's... So, any fictional pirate, any real-life pirate that you may or may not know of, Mike Leach is acceptable. He is the pirate.
I was going to say Mike Leach is off-limits because, like, he's the overarching figure. So, I feel like it wouldn't be very fair for one of us to get Mike Leach. So I think he's just like, you know, the creme de la creme up there.
Okay.
He's a podcast pick.
Right. We'll call it the Mike Leach Pirate Draft.
Yeah, there you go.
So it's named after him.
Bingo.
It's like the Andre the Giant Battle Royal at WrestleMania. It's named after one of the greats who would have been, you know, the number one pick, maybe.
Right.
So, Pittsburgh Pirates. Are those on the table?
Yes.
Okay. Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I was wondering about that one. I feel like it's fair game since they have a pirate ship. I didn't really think of any other than one.
Okay.
And he wasn't going to be picked. It's just going to be more of an honorable mention that I was going to slide in there at the end. But I think that's fair game.
Okay. So how many picks do we want to do? We want to do 5 or 10?
I mean,
10's a lot.
I didn't prepare 10.
With that many options, you know, you can start thinking more. But I think 5's probably a better number.
Yeah, I mean,
if 5's not going to take up as much time.
Yeah,
you know, wise, I mean, but we'll vent.
If we're going to discuss each pick a little bit, too, yeah, it's going to be kind of... If it feels like we want to add on, we can add
we'll
on.
We'll do that. Okay.
But I say 5 is a good number.
So, who wants to go first? Should I do a heads or tails here on the...
Yeah, just do a real quick heads or tails. Well, who's heads and who's tails?
Call it in the air. It's not in the air yet.
I'm just going to go ahead and call tails.
One second. Tails.
Oh, sweet. I get to go first.
So you get the first overall pick. I'm going to open up the notes app here so I can write down all the picks. So that way we can
tweet it out.
We make sure we can tweet it out, but we also make sure we know, you know, what everyone's got, what the
I'm going to write it down
like.
Too. All right. Well, I'm not going to waste any time getting into my pick. I feel like if you take Mike Leach off the table, he's just, when you think of pirate, he's the first pirate you think of. That's Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, 100%. Everyone knew that was going to be the first pick because it's the most obvious pick, I'd say.
He's got the highest floor, the highest ceiling.
Yeah.
He's got the charisma. I mean,
it's the Michael Jordan of pirates,
right?
For sure.
It's the for sure number one. It can't miss.
Right. He's the most famous pirate for sure. However, I'm going to go to my first overall pick, the most successful pirate, as in the real world pirate, Blackbeard.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
the only real pirate I actually know without like looking him up.
Right.
So we're going Blackbeard for number one. Number one overall. You know, he's a beast in the paint. He put in a lot of work back in his day. You know how good of a pirate you got to be world famous pirate.
Yeah, I mean, and he had a real name. I actually looked it up. I forgot his name. But he's not even known by his name. That's how good of a pirate he was. Yeah. Because Blackbeard just strikes fear in everyone. Blackbeard,
by far, better name than whatever his real name is. Because he was probably some English dude.
I think it was Henry.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I think it was
right.
Something to do with Henry something. I can't remember, though. Because I was looking up real pirates, like actual swashbucklers, to add to my repertoire, my draft list.
Right.
There weren't very many. Okay. To be honest with you, that was actually, I'm pretty sure, the only real pirate I had.
No, yeah. Like I said, he's been portrayed in movies and television, but he's the real deal. He is the Al Capone of pirates, you know? You got the Tony Soprano of pirates, I got the Al Capone of pirates. So now we're looking at more expansive definitions of pirate.
Right. So I'm going to go with, I didn't order my list really. It was just kind of just off the dome, but I knew in what order I wanted to take them, just in case you saw my list and I could throw you off. I'm going to take Davy Jones.
Davy Jones, another solid pick, one that I wanted. Didn't think I was going to get. I knew I wasn't going to be able to get Davy Jones and Blackbeard.
That's the thing. Once I knew my number two pick, well, this was me planning it out of my head. If I got the first pick, my number two pick was going to be my villain. So smart. I had Blackbeard and Davy Jones just loaded up there in the back pocket because everyone needs a villain. Everyone needs to get someone that's going to get down in there and do the dirty work. And you took Blackbeard, who is, you know, top-of-the-line villain. Davy Jones, a little bit more mystical, has a little bit more mysticism in his powers. We got to take him number two.
Yeah. Davy Jones, not real, right?
I don't think so.
That? Because he's in Pirates of the Caribbean and SpongeBob.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he's real or not.
Feels like unlikely for him to be real. Okay, so my pick. I think I need someone to kind of offset Blackbeard in his serious nature and also like his violence. He's a real life pirate. They weren't.
Yeah, he will murder you.
It wasn't peaceful, guys. So I'm going the pirate from Dodgeball, which Steve, right?
Steve the Pirate. You'll be happy to know he was on my list.
I figured he would be, and I needed someone to offset Blackbeard, and Steve the Pirate was an absolute joy, just a comedic force in that film. He was, you know, he's pure happiness, no violence, no anger, nothing like that. So now we're sitting at a well-balanced team, 2-in. With the most famous pirate ever and Steve, the least famous pirate ever.
Yeah, I mean, do I think it's a little bit of a stretch? Yes, I do, because I've got some good ones loaded up. But I do think he's worthy of a higher draft pick just because he's also wealthy. I mean, That's true, he gets the treasure. He's one for one treasure hunting, so.
Maybe he's the most efficient pirate in that sense.
He did give up his pirate ways there for a little bit, so maybe he's not truly committed to the craft. You never know.
That's true.
I am going to go to another, actually, he is a real-life pirate in a different sense. He is arguably the greatest pirate, the greatest Pittsburgh pirate of all time, and that is Roberto Clemente.
That's a great pick.
I'm going to go ahead and snag him at number three.
I was thinking, like, Andrew McCutcheon. I wasn't even thinking Clemente for some reason.
I mean, Andrew McCutcheon's, like, not even top five pirates.
I mean, yeah.
Like Pittsburgh Pirates. He's pretty good. But like there's a few others that are on that list that are better. I mean, Roberto Clemente, humanitarian, absolute rocket for an arm, hit over 300 for his career. I mean,
one of the best outfielders of all time.
Yeah, and he just happened to be a pirate and he happened to die in a plane crash, which is kind of cool of a way to go out. It's really sad.
It's a sad situation. I think he was going home to help people.
Yeah, he was on his way back to do some work back in his homeland, which I don't even know where he's from now off the top of my head, but it was a Spanish country.
Yeah.
Dominican Republic, maybe.
Feels
Cuba.
Like Dominican Republic.
I think Dominican Republic sounds right. But yeah, just one of the greats all around.
Mm-hmm. That's a good pick.
I feel like that's a steal at three.
I'm going a little different here. I'm going with someone you might not think of. But someone who his work was, you know, put into one of the biggest films of the year when it was released. He was opposite Tom Hanks. I'm going the pirate from Captain Phillips.
You know the real irony in all this?
Abduwali Musa. I apologize for if I did not pronounce that correctly, but that's my pick because he is another real life pirate. I got two real life pirates.
Wait, he's a real life pirate? They just pulled him out and had him be in a movie?
No.
Oh, you mean the pirate that the movie's based off of?
The pirate the movie's based off of. Well, yeah, kind of both.
Not the guy that plays the pirate.
What I would say is that I am picking the character of the pirate. Because I don't want to pick the real life pirate because he may still be alive and might be dangerous. But I also don't want to pick the actor because he's not a pirate. But I want the character is both of those things at the same time. So okay. That's what I'm picking.
Yeah, I actually am going to show you my list. Just the bottom. I actually have written down pirate from Captain Phillips.
It's
a good pick.
It's the best modern real life pirate.
The meme is still used all the time. Yeah. Like, I'm the captain now. Like,
his performance has outlived the film as well, like you said, with that meme. And, you know, Somali pirates are a thing you've heard of, but
real.
That's the guy. You know, that's the one representative of that kind of pirate.
Yeah, and I want to touch, in no way are we advocating for the Somali pirates. Like, we're not proponents of those people.
Right.
This is not us.
We're not, I don't know.
Praising their work.
For any pirate.
I don't know, man. If you're like a good pirate, like, I mean, it depends. I think pirates are really cool. Like, just the idea of living out on the seven seas, drinking rum with your boys, just swashbuckling it out there, robbing other people. Like, if you're robbing people for the good, like a Robin Hood type pirate, I think that's kind of cool. If you're Captain Jack, where you're just, you know, trying to get your ship and live your own life, that's pretty cool too.
That's true.
I mean, Blackbeard's pretty scary.
No, Blackbeard, that's the thing. I've got a real kind of a
dark,
like a criminal list. Yeah.
Yeah, like this is kind of getting a little worrisome.
That's why Steve the Pirate's there. I had to offset it. I knew my next pick was going to be that guy. I had to figure it out.
There's not a lot of happy pirates when you get to look at it. I mean, the pirate persona itself carries some negative connotation. The next one I'm going to go with is Captain Crunch. And yes, he is a pirate because I looked it up.
Captain Crunch is a pirate.
Let me double check.
I think he's part of the Royal Navy.
Well, I looked it up.
He's
and
a
said
captain in the Royal Navy. He's a captain, by the way, not captain.
That's why I said Captain Crunch. Let me see. I looked it up.
There's no way a man named Captain Crunch is a pirate. Well, I guess Captain Jack Sparrow.
Is Captain Crunch a pirate? The character's name? Well, that doesn't really tell me anything. The origin of Captain Crunch, cartoonresearch.com.
Feels like that's got to be our place to go.
Yeah, this isn't giving me a whole lot. Maybe I'll just punt on that pick.
I feel like you look at his outfit.
I mean, he has a sword.
Well, he was part of the Royal Navy. Yeah, they had swords.
Yeah, no, he wasn't. He was a pirate. I have no idea. I just want to believe that he was a pirate. From the fictional Royal Navy officer, Captain Horatio Hornblower. That's, I mean, just a weird guy to base it off of. Oh, there's a biography. Captain Crunch's original biography was written. Crunch's father, Sven, was a navigator of the Viking vessel but was marooned in New England. Yeah, this is just giving me his background. Confirmed, not a pirate. That's upsetting.
You gotta pivot there.
Well, I gotta go. I got another one lined up with. I'm gonna take Captain Hook.
Again, definitely a pirate for sure.
Not a nice fella, but you gotta have those guys. You gotta have those guys, you know? Him and Davy Jones, also Captain Hook, another little bit of mysticism up in Neverland. I'm pretty sure doesn't his ship float at the end of the movie?
Well, yeah, probably. But, like, Peter Pan let kids fly, so.
Yeah, well, Peter Pan, not a pirate.
I'll say this. Blackbeard, the pirate from Captain Phillips, those dudes were just trying to make a living. They chose violent ways to do it and, you know, illegal ways to do it. Captain Hook is actively trying to murder a child. So,
but, I mean, Peter Pan's like a 100 million years old. He just doesn't age. Is he a child? Just because he doesn't age doesn't mean he's not wise.
He's still a child, though, you know, in a
sense. Just because someone looks like a child, they might be 30. That doesn't mean they're a child.
All those other children?
Now, those are kids. Yeah, Wendy and the Warlocks, or whatever you want to call the little ones. It just rhymed. Not rhymed, but just the alliteration.
I still think, no, Captain Hook, full-on child murderer.
Bad guy. Attempted child murder. Well, he never murders anyone.
Yeah, no.
Doesn't he... I haven't seen Peter Pan in so long, nor have I even seen the movie Hook with Robin Williams.
My next pick was going to be
Captain Crunch,
Steve McNair, but I don't think he played for ECU anymore.
No, he played for Alcorn State, I'm pretty sure. Okay. He played for an HBCU.
That's right. I thought I was going to take ECU Pirate Steve McNair, not an ECU Pirate, so now I got to pivot again.
Was it Alcorn State? Did you look it up?
Let's see here.
They might be the Pirates.
I got them pulled up here. I don't want to donate right now, Wikipedia.
I know an ECU Pirate.
Alcorn State.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Loaded that up off the rip.
Let's see if the Alcorn States are the Pirates. Fun fact, Steve McNair from Mount Olive, Mississippi.
Hey, we're all brothers here.
Okay, so... I don't have as many ECU Pirates as I was hoping for. There's David Garrard I could take. I'm not as interested in that.
There's one that's got to be on that list.
Who I'm going to take is still an ECU Pirate.
Currently?
No. He is a... I'm still going to take ECU Pirate. I'm pivoting to CJ2K, Chris Johnson.
He was ECU?
Apparently. I looked up ECU best football players, and Chris Johnson came up.
Really? Interesting. Did not know that.
Need some speed on the, you know, on the edges. He was...
On the bow and the stern of your ship?
One of the fastest guys in the league.
At one point. He did have the fastest 40 time of all time for a hot second there until John Ross.
Rush for 2,000 yards was a great running back.
Yeah.
For maybe the best in the league for a couple of years there. But
yeah, elite, some would say.
You know, need some speed, need some personality. I think he's got a good personality to kind of offset. You know, he's a happy-go-lucky guy. Offset Blackbeard and Captain Phillips guy, who I just don't want to pronounce his name again and butcher it out of respect. So, yeah, Chris Johnson, ECU Pirate.
I need to know if we're going to ride this out for a little bit longer or if this is our last pick. It's going to affect my choice.
How many more picks do you think you could go?
I mean, I got two listed left, but, like, I mean, if we do six, we do six. If we do five, I just got to figure out what I want that fifth man to be.
I think six is a weird number that I don't like, so we're going to go with five. Five each.
Man, that makes it tough.
Yeah. Hey, sometimes.
But my two options, which I don't think you're considering either one of them, I just feel like I don't want to overload myself with bad guys.
That's smart.
And I feel like I need some muscle on the squad. I need a big guy.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to go with another real-life pirate, number two, as far as I'm concerned, on Greatest Pirates of All Time, Willie Stargell.
That's a good pick.
Hall of Fame first baseman Willie Stargell.
That's a good pick. He could really hit it.
Yeah, former NL MVP. I think he was multiple-time All-Star. I know multiple-time, more than a few. Just one of the staples of Pittsburgh, retired his number 8. I looked it all up, like, as I was coming in the door. And I'm pretty sure he was big. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty positive he was a big guy.
He had a lot of home runs, so the assumption would be that, at least my assumption would be that he...
475 home runs. Wow, he died at 61.
Rest in peace. Wow. Hands up.
I didn't know he was dead. That's disappointing. Hey. Well, oh, wait, here's his size.
Bit of a bummer there.
Never mind. He's only 6'2", 190. You're like, wow, that's not very big at all.
190's not that big for 6'2", yeah.
Yeah, I mean, anyway, he can still hit.
He hit home runs, yeah. He was a first baseman. Couldn't be that small. I'm going to go with let me see here. I've got Blackbeard, Steve the Pirate. Steve the Pirate's fictional. I was gonna say, is this my first fictional pirate? I'm torn here between two very good looking people of the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. I think I'm gonna go with Elizabeth Swann, as portrayed by Keira Knightley in the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise.
Okay.
To, you know, to represent all the female pirates out there. Also, she was a woman who became a pirate after being a royal daughter.
Right. Well, that's just because...
Well, she married Will Turner, but...
Yeah, she was chasing.
But that's, you know, that you gotta be dedicated to the pirate lifestyle to go from royalty to...
Yeah, technically it's Elizabeth Turner in it.
Yeah, Elizabeth Turner, I guess. Wikipedia has her listed, or Google has her listed as Elizabeth Swann, so that's what I said. But the other option was, of course, Will Turner.
Yeah, he's on my list. I wasn't going to take him. He wasn't the guy I was going back and forth with, but my other option was a Pirates of the Caribbean character.
Well, now we're sitting at honorable mentions, so you could...
Yeah, I mean, a few honorable mentions that I have, obviously Will Turner falls in that. I was going back and forth between Willie Stargell and... Captain Barbossa.
Barbossa was another option. I think Barbossa is based on Blackbeard, so I didn't want to take both of them to, you know, overload there. But
yeah, if I had to choose him though, that's just a lot of mean pirates. And I didn't want to be that. I didn't want to be overloaded with mean guys. You know, like sure he's got the experience, he's led the crew, but is that too many captains on the team? You got, I mean, Captain Jack Sparrow, Captain Hook, Captain Barbossa, and so like. I just couldn't do it.
That is a lot of captains. You don't want to upset the locker room.
Captain,
you
know? Davy Jones.
Davy Jones is an interesting pick there. We'll go to the draft grades here. I think Davy Jones at 3 is a good pick. I'm interested to see how he plays with the rest of the team.
Yeah.
You know, he's got an interesting play style. He's magic, maybe. Yeah,
mystical.
Everyone else is pretty based in reality for the most part. Captain Hook, we're a little shaky on. We think there's magic in the story. Captain Hook's direct involvement with the magic is a little
also
unclear.
Now that I'm giving the scouting report from our own team, Captain Hook's pretty one-dimensional. If you get up in there, force him to his right.
Yeah,
I can't even remember if it's right or left hand.
It's one of them for sure.
But like, yeah, well, he's only got one way.
He's also you know, you can play mind games with him because Peter Pan. Was
yeah, that's
just
true.
Beating him up mentally all movie.
Yeah.
As far as my team goes, I think Blackbeard comes in and asserts the dominance in the locker room immediately, because he's Blackbeard. You know, no one's gonna be like, "Hey, I'm the captain now."
Yeah, except whatever that guy's name.
I do. You know, I think Blackbeard's kind of our Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone else is filling out around him. We got shooters.
You've got role players for sure.
We got role players. I like my team. You know, I think there's room for improvement, but you got to think about all the, you know, you took people. I'd have loved Jack Sparrow, obviously, but you can only get one Jack Sparrow.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
how drafts work.
I had another honorable mention. We were talking about ECU Pirates. There's an ECU Pirate that's got a big game today, Gardner Minshew. Minshew Mania is back.
He went to ECU?
Yeah, I can't remember if it was Troy, then ECU, then Wazoo, or ECU, Troy, Wazoo.
I
didn't
know
but,
went to.
The story of him breaking his hand. Have you heard the story of him breaking his own hand with a hammer?
Oh, yeah.
To get an injury redshirt?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's why he was at ECU.
Wow, didn't know that.
Yeah. That's who I thought you were going to, like, I guess he probably doesn't pop up as greatest ECU Pirates because he didn't really play there that long, but, yeah.
No, the greatest ECU Pirates were David Garrard.
Is that a quarterback?
Chris Johnson. Yeah, he played for the Jaguars.
Oh, yeah,
for a long
number
time.
9. Right?
Zay Jones, current wide receiver. But Chris Johnson was the one who I'd say had the most success in the NFL, so I went with him. As far as the other Pirates, I really don't know what
there's
other
really
Pirates
not
there
a lot.
Are.
Other than, like, there's not a ton of movies about Pirates in general. There's something, the Treasure Island's a movie, I've never seen it. There's a Muppets Treasure Island. I don't know any of the characters' names in that.
I should have taken Kermit as a pirate.
Apparently, Goonies, does it have a pirate?
It has a pirate ship. I don't know if it has a pirate. I don't remember a pirate.
I don't either. I've never seen it, so. What else did I see? Yeah, there wasn't a ton. Like,
there's a show about pirates called Black Flag. Never seen it.
Never heard of it.
So not gonna pick any of those characters.
Maybe that's an underserved market in media, is pirates.
I think Pirates of the Caribbean is doing a lot of the serving.
That's true. There was, like, what, four of those movies?
I think there's like five or six now. It's one of the, it's one of the three or four most successful.
They're coming out with another one. Isn't Margot Robbie supposed to be in one coming out?
I think so, yeah.
They tabled it during the whole Johnny Depp thing, but now that he was acquitted, let's fire that engine back up. He's got some more movies in him.
I think it might be, it really might be that there was nothing pirate-related until Jack Sparrow comes around with Pirates of the Caribbean, and then they were just like, that's all the pirates we really need right now.
That's a good point. That's a fair way to look at it.
Those movies were so big. It was just like, the pirate market is saturated enough with just those movies.
I guess that's a good point.
Then again, there was, that's kind of the basis for, I think, that Black Flag shows was an adult kind of contemporary to the pirate market. Did we need an adult version of Pirates of the Caribbean? I don't know, but that's where that comes from. I think this was an interesting draft. I think pirates are an interesting topic because of, the nature of a pirate. Like you said, it's more or less negative.
It's pretty negative in general. Criminal field. Criminal field.
It's like, if we just drafted bank robbers, it's the same thing.
I don't know. There's less appeal for me for bank robbers than pirates. Because you got to have some skill. I mean, you have to be a sailor. You have to be nautically inclined.
Also, I think that's another thing. Pirates
are such
to be able to drink well. Pirates are such a, time specific.
Yeah.
Like, when you think of Somali pirates, it's very different. It's like, oh, those dudes have AK-47s and speedboats. That's terrifying.
Yeah.
But, an old school pirate, you're like, oh, that's cool.
Those boats are sweet, too. Like, they're pretty intricate.
I'm a big fan of old-timey boats.
Like conquistadors. Could those guys be considered pirates? That was something I was going back and forth with. Magellan, Pizarro,
they did rob people.
Columbus killed an entire civilization.
A lot of them, I would say, are explorers.
Glorified pirates.
Less cool pirates, in a way.
You know? They're like the uppity pirates that don't want to claim that they're pirates, but they are.
What, pirates are outlaws? Columbus's whole trip was funded by the crown. He's the opposite of an outlaw.
So it's like white collar crime.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, so you've got like dudes that are gangbanging, as in real life, if you've got pirates is a comparison to gangbanging, and then you've got tax evasion or
100%.
Yeah. White collar crime as these conquistadors. Explorers.
It's like I said, if a pirate is a bank robber, explorer is an insider trader. That doesn't work. But you get the point. It's a white-collar version of piracy, which makes it inherently less cool,
Now that you say the word piracy, it makes me think of, could we have considered ourselves pirates?
I was going to pick myself in that last pick and say me for all the times I pirated films.
Yeah, pirated films, pirated music.
But I don't think I'd actually help the team at all, so I didn't want to pick
you'd
me.
Also be openly admitting to a crime.
That's true. Statute of limitations, right? Surely there's no way.
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know how that works. I've never read the FBI warning at the beginning of a movie that says don't pirate this film. I've never read it.
Yeah, me neither. Surely.
I don't believe in it.
Surely it's I'm fine. I have Netflix now.
It's like parking tickets. I don't believe in them.
Yeah. That makes you a pirate in some ways.
Yeah. There you go.
Find
tyranny.
You're a pirate.
But one of the things I find interesting is that we talked about Buccaneers and then neither one of us chose a Buccaneer. I do have an honorable mention. The only Buccaneer that Garndale Great, Kurt Jarvis.
That's true.
Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
I should have picked the pirate in the logo, the like the creamsicle logo.
Yeah, Skull and Crossbones.
That dude's sick.
Yeah, like he's, oh, you mean the like, you're talking about the different one?
Yeah,
he looks like a conquistador.
Yeah, he's
he probably is. He's probably based off of like Magellan. That's true. Or
I don't know what a buccaneer is compared to a pirate. Like, I don't know if there's a difference there or.
Let's Google it real quick. But yeah, I was. There's not a whole lot of great buccaneer. I mean, you got Derek Brooks. He's pretty cool.
Well, there's Tom Brady, but he, you know, no, he's
Tom Brady sucks. No, no. If you'd have chose Tom Brady, out of just quit the podcast.
Rondé Barber, he was pretty good.
Rondé Barber's cool, but like, I mean, you've got former Auburn guys, but there's none Cadillac. That are just like, yeah, buccaneer, a pirate, originally of the Spanish American coasts, so conquistadors.
Well, kind of, but like not exactly.
Whatever, man. Yeah, I mean,
weren't conquistadors doing like the Spanish Inquisitions?
Probably. Here we go. Wikipedia. Buccaneers were a kind of privateers or free sailors, particularly in the Caribbean Sea during the 17th and 18th centuries, established on northern Hispaniola.
So it sounds like Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, I mean, Tortuga. I listened to the Lonely Island Captain Jack Sparrow
song
this morning.
Very funny.
You really got me in the right mindset for that number one overall pick. Were you taking Jack Sparrow number one?
100%. Yeah. No, Jack Sparrow is he's the LeBron James of Pirates. He's the Victor Wembanyama of Pirates.
The what?
The Victor Wembanyama.
Oh, I was like,
that
what?
French kid, you know?
Yeah. The Frenchman. The last honorable mention that I had written down was the 2003 Gardner Ballpark Pittsburgh Pirates. Just legendary.
Just the whole team.
Group of boys. Yeah, the whole group, really. They battled through the season, started out 0-3, played a triple header on opening day, three games at, I think we were 8. No, that doesn't sound right. 7.
What time was the first game?
I don't remember. We started 0-3, lost three games. Didn't lose another one. Did not lose another game. Won the league. Just a lot of grit on that team. We really put ourselves in a corner, and we just really stepped up to the plate, knocked it. I mean, Mason hit a lot of home runs that year. This was year two on the whole pitching machine. I mean, just
– how did you lose three games in one day? You couldn't squeak out one of them?
We weren't very – I don't know. And I'm pretty sure we ended up – like, all three teams that beat us the first day. I could be wrong. It might have been two the first day and then one more. Mom probably remembers better. But – I believe it was three because we were the first game and the last game of the day, and I'm pretty sure we played another one in the middle. But all the teams that we lost to on the first day, we ended up beating later. You know, revenge.
Yeah, but it's hard to beat a team twice.
Yeah, especially when they get hot. Especially when you got ball players all over the field.
Just difference makers.
Yeah, it's probably the only time in my life. Well, that's not true. I was going to say the only time in my life I batted in the three hole, but that's not true.
Seth, great baseball player, in case you're wondering.
No, I was 8. The bat we swung was bigger than me.
I don't think I ever used a pitching machine. I was like straight from coach pitch to kid pitch.
Yeah,
just
I don't
got
think
got rid of pitching machine there.
Yeah, well, pitching machine and coach pitch. Coach pitch was pitching machine for us. So like they well, that year, once you got into like the postseason when you're playing at other parks, they went to kid pitch. So, like when we played in the World Series that year, it was coach pitch. Sorry. So we had to adapt from playing with a pitching machine to a coach pitch.
How quick was a pitching machine moving?
Was that, like, I think you could time it up. Like you could put it on what you want. I mean, it was still – it wasn't fast.
Yeah.
Like if you went out there today, you're probably just piping them.
I don't know. I was never a great hitter.
It's kind of off topic, but, yeah, I really wanted to shout out the 2003 Cardinal Pirates.
The most important Pirates, maybe. Ever.
I might take a picture of the plaque we have upstairs in Dad's office, tweeted out with the pod.
I'll say this about Pirates, the Pittsburgh Pirates specifically. Love the color scheme. Some of the logos are great. The pirate-based logos are really good. I don't think I've ever seen a bad pirate like logo. The ECU Pirates. Their like skull and crossbones thing is pretty good. It's similar to the Buccaneers, but different, you know?
Yeah. I don't know of another pirate college team.
The Buccaneers, the Pittsburgh Pirates, all three are really utilizing those logos to their potential, I'd say.
Yeah, it's really a shame that the Pittsburgh Pirates have been so bad for the past few years. Yep. Because, like, they've got a, like you said, black and yellow and white are just, it's a great color scheme.
I mean,
Pittsburgh's a great town.
Pittsburgh's a, all the teams are the, look the same.
Yeah.
It's a great sports town.
Yeah, and they've got, their stadium's really cool, but they just kind of suck. And it's because they trade away all their good players.
I think it's because they're poor.
Like, as because, a franchise. And they trade away all their good players. Like Garrett Cole.
They can't, like, sign their good players because of being poor. Not that you're an MLB team. There's no salary cap. Figure it out. But, you know, that's what they're using.
I mean, they shouldn't be poor. Pittsburgh is not a poor town, I don't feel like.
Well, no MLB team should be poor, but that's what I'm saying.
That's a good point.
But, like, that's what they say, you know? It's like them and the A's.
Is there a Pittsburgh basketball team?
There's not.
I mean, I
there's a Philadelphia team, but...
So Philadelphia's got all four.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Philadelphia, yeah.
Ironically, so does Detroit.
Detroit does as well. I think Minneapolis does too, which is not a one.
They sure do.
Not one you really think of, but Minneapolis has all four.
They do. I mean, wow.
Atlanta used to have all four. I don't think their hockey team still exists, but...
Does Cleveland has all four.
Cleveland does have
I don't know if they have a hockey team.
Yeah, I think it's...
They have Columbus. There's a Columbus hockey team.
Ah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think Cleveland only has three. Anyway.
Yeah, that's a different topic, is discussing...
I think this is a fun way to structure the podcast.
Drafts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we can't just rip them out all the time, but like...
I was about to say, there's other podcasts that are just completely based around drafts.
We'd be stealing their thunder.
Yeah, the
ours might be better, but I don't want to steal their thunder.
No, see, drafts is a good way to incorporate other people too. So if we were ever, you know, have a guest,
yeah,
that's an easy way to
slide them in there.
Slide them in there, and you know, adds opinions.
Boy, I tell you what, sliding a third man in here.
I was about to say, if you're gonna have a third guy, you're gonna need something better or
it's dense.
a larger pool there than Pirates.
Dense draft pool there is what we would need.
But yeah, this was I do like a draft. Like you said before, the basis for this podcast was a draft between our families, more or less, for a film. And I liked that. That was a lot of fun. We should do that again sometime. But I think next time I've got an idea. I won't spoil it, obviously, but I've got an idea that's a little different, but that I think also allows us to have a structured conversation that, you know, we never want to be stiff about it.
Yeah.
We don't want to be, like, overdoing the whole structure aspect of this. We're not a professional podcast. We're not, like, interviewing people.
We're not against being a professional podcast.
If you have connections,
yeah,
let us know.
But we still need room to breathe.
Yeah, because we want this to be fun.
Yeah.
We don't want to overwork ourselves just for 12 people to listen.
That's a good point.
So, you know, we'll do this more often, is what we're saying. But we're never going to put ourselves in a box.
Yeah.
We're never going to handcuff ourselves.
Right.
So that goes against the true nature of who we are as people and what the podcast is.
We don't believe in that.
So with that mission statement, we'll close it out.
Yeah.
Like I said, next time I'll have an idea that I won't spoil, but I think will be a very fun, entertaining podcast. So if you wouldn't mind, thank you for listening to this one. Come back for the next one. We'll talk to you next time.
Let us know your thoughts on our teams.
Yeah.
If you've got any feedback.
We'll tweet those out at the same time. If you had any other Pirates you thought of.
Yeah, are there any Pirates we forgot?
Because we're not perfect. We can't see and think of everybody.
We put very minimal effort into the research.
Seth put way more effort than I did too.
Yeah, I got it. And still I only came up with like 12.
Like I said, I was banking on Steve McNair for a very long time, and that was wrong the whole time. So I will say this, the next one I'll put in more work.
There you go. It's all about getting better each time.
That's a promise to the people.
We always promise something.
Something. Not much, but something.
Hey, and Merry Christmas to everyone.
That's true. It is Christmas. Like I said, it's Christmas Eve. We hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas. Happy Hanukkah if you celebrate that as
happy
well.
Happy holidays.
All holidays are welcomed and to be celebrated. Happy New Year if we don't get together before then.
Yeah.
Just enjoy yourselves. Be good to each other. That's the main thing I
want
to
say. Be
where
your feet are.
Swing your sword.
Yeah, and most importantly, swing your sword.
Thank you. See you.